Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300. Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this absolutely terrific Tuesday. A little bit of rain, overcast, gray skies, clouds, rain's coming down, but it's not snow. Even though it's cold out, I don't see snowflakes. So thank God, maybe we're past it. The field report from me attending 7 o'clock meeting, City Council, City of the Gaylord last night. Two major observations. The room was packed. I absolutely congratulate the citizens of Gaylord for being so vested, interested in their city council. I don't think there was an empty chair in the audience anywhere. That's number one. Number two, people like Larry and Amy Carell, the other folks that were there. I know these people. I've been with them at other events many, many, many times over the years. Larry made a comment to me last night. They're concerned about fraud. Fraud. What are you talking about? Well, with regards to this TIF money, this brownfield money, I need to explain something to the audience, and I'm speaking, unfortunately, directly to the people of the city of Gaylord. Out of the listening area and people listening online using Simple Radio app, TuneIn app, yourdefendingfathers.com, WCHY.us, I apologize. But talking directly to the people of the city of Gaylord, brownfield originally was designed by the state of Michigan from Lansing to provide money for developers to develop a property that had toxic soil conditions. Over the years, industrial dumping, the way things were dumped there, storage tanks that leaked gasoline into the ground, whatever. Brownfield means the dirt is toxic. John James, congressman, running for governor, his father, the business that they started and operate, was built on a brownfield in the Detroit area, southeast Michigan. They got money to clean up the site that they built their warehouse on, their shipping business. Well, because of overtaxation, overregulation, the cost to build new housing in the state of Michigan has gone through the roof over the last, actually, 20, 30 years. Permit fees, regulatory fees, hoops you got to jump through to build a subdivision, has gone through the roof. Has nothing to do with building the product. It has nothing to do with the specs of materials that you're going to use, the types of windows, the types of sinks, the type of hardware you're putting on the doors. type of windows, the roof, the furnace, whether you build it on a concrete poured foundation or cinder blocks. It has nothing to do with all that stuff. It has to do with local municipalities, governmental agencies, making these developers jump through hoops that, frankly, other cities, municipalities, even with the state of Michigan, don't do it. Other states definitely don't do it. It's a heck of a lot cheaper to build new housing in the state of Tennessee than it is Michigan. That's a fact. Kentucky, Ohio, Indiana, all of our neighbors are cheaper to build housing than it costs in the state of Michigan. Why? Because of Governor Gretchen Whitmer. It even started under Rick Snyder. Heck, some of it even started under Jennifer Granholm. It's been an evolution of increased cost for developers. And I got to tell you, God bless these guys for staying here in the state of Michigan. The developer that wants to develop this project over in Gaylord, he's been in the construction business for 50 years. I met with him. I sat down and talked to the guy. He showed me one of his projects that he actually lives in Royal Oak, Michigan. He lives with his tenants. What's that tell you? If they got a problem with their apartment, they go upstairs to the sixth floor where he lives and they knock on his door. And he says, Randy, nobody ever knocks on my door because we take care of stuff before it even turns into a problem. This is the kind of guy that wants to be a developer and a landlord in Gaylord. And this little city council wants to give him nothing but flack. Wants to build 84, 86 housing units and rent them at a fair rent with a quality product. And they're going to give him crap. With a bunch of false, bald-faced lies being circulated on Facebook. Some of these people posting flat-out lies. Anthony Randazzo, Trowbridge Properties, does not want to build a four-story apartment building. Never has, never been part of his plans. Where did that crap come from? Nor is he asking for a $12 million upfront tax abatement. That's not true either. I mean, so much misinformation. So what I did is I stayed after the meeting to talk to the city council member, Vic Ouellette. Well, the questions I was asking, Vic couldn't answer. He started doing the politician thing. Well, we're done. We're not talking anymore. No, excuse me, sir. You said you would talk with me. I waited for you. I stayed here. I have an hour and a half drive home. You have a 10-minute drive. Well, he couldn't answer my questions, got frustrated, stood up and was going to leave when Travis Hewitt, the city treasurer, but also the zoning administrator, came over to bail Vic out. We started talking. Thank you very much, Travis, for meeting me, number one, and engaging in talking with me. I said I was at the meeting at the Iron Pig last week. Thank you to Stephanie and Marcy for hosting it, the Otsego County Liberty Rising Group, Ian Murphy's Smokehouse. Iron Pig Smokehouse provided the food and the meeting room. David Delaney, Ian Murphy's attorney, was there. He wanted to hear the presentation. He wanted to hear the questions and the answers. Anthony Randazzo, His consultants came with him. He brought actual renderings, drawings of what they want to build. Took questions from the folks. Great questions, great answers, good information. I told Travis that Mr. Randazzo had said 43 duplex units, 86 apartment rentals altogether. Travis corrected me. No, Randy, that's not the accurate number. It's 42 duplexes. It'll be 84 rentals. Okay, fine. Here's my card. Send me an email. I'll send you back the actual site plan drawings that they submitted for approval and consideration. This project went through the zoning planning process, of which Travis is the zoning administrator, as well as being the city treasurer. It was recommended to the council not once, but twice, that they approve the project. What is zoning planning? Zoning planning is the bodies that you go in and show your initial ideas to, and they check it against the zoning ordinances, the master plan, and make a recommendation for the city council to vote for or deny this proposal. State of Michigan, going back to the brownfield thing, because of the overtaxation, overregulation, making it difficult to build residential projects here in the state of Michigan, have expanded the availability of brownfield TIFs, being able to provide tax incentives to developers to stay here in Michigan and to build their projects. This is from the state level. Has nothing to do with taxes for schools in Gaylord. And these people have put out a bunch of fake, false lies about what the developer wants to do. Well, I asked Travis if he wanted to come on my show. He said he couldn't because he's a city official, but he asked his wife to do it. I met her. We're going to have some conversations, and I'm going to have her on the show. All before 2 weeks from tonight, their next meeting on May 26th at 7 o'clock. It'll probably be later this week or possibly next week. But it'll definitely, definitely be before Tuesday, May 26th. I'll wrap this up. Final segment, hour number two. We'll be right back.
$47.47, tax-free. That's how much you'll save each year with Perry Johnson as governor. Perry will eliminate the Michigan income tax by cutting just 2 cents off every state discretionary dollar spent and by eliminating waste and incompetence in our government. Perry's revolutionary efficiency helps save Detroit's auto industry. Now, he'll save our state. Perry Johnson for governor. $47.47.
This message paid for by Perry Johnson for governor, because we must implement the mega audit to eliminate the waste and return the money to the taxpayers.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Impetoskey. pistols, rifles, shotguns. They buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers. They don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. This situation in the city of Gaylord is something that has definitely activated me to get involved. And I'm going to tell you why. This listening area on 97.7 FM WCHY Sheboygan has a radius. Northern part of Gaylord is the southern portion of our signal. Once you get, excuse me, man, I'm getting so ticked off over this situation I saw last night. My throat is closing up, and I've already had problems with my throat this past couple of weeks. What I saw last night has got to stop. These local municipalities thinking that they're gods and they know what's best for their community, without having proper information, misinformation, and not even willing to talk with and meet with a developer. Anthony Randalzo told me, Randy, I don't need this crap. He's 70 years old. His wife of 43 years died 2 years ago. I've looked at his portfolio. This guy has built phenomenal properties all across the state of Michigan, southeastern Michigan, mid-Michigan, all over the state. He's been doing this for 50 years. He likes Gaylord. He owns the mobile home park there in Gaylord. Bought it in the 1990s. Has improved it. Invested his own money back into the project to make it a better mobile home park. He has some property on the west end of town. He's going to be building some homes there, residential single family homes. He wants to build this duplex project to provide housing, rentals, nice quality two-bedroom duplexes, and the city council's fighting them. This has got to stop. and I'm going to dedicate the next 2 weeks of my life to inform, engage the public about this project and, frankly, the city council. They need young people, younger people on that board. I'm sorry, Vic. Like Ian said, you retired once before. You should have stayed retired. Your unwillingness to sit down and talk to the developer, which he's willing to do, you've already made up your mind. You don't trust the guy as far as you can throw him. What's the basis for that? The guy gives back to these communities. He says, Randy, every project I build, I do it to the best of my ability, and we provide a quality product at a fair price, and our tenants, the people who live in our projects, love it. He says, we have very little turnover. Because if they have a problem, they let the manager know it's fixed immediately. And they pay their rent on time. This is what I want to do in Gaylord, and these people like Vic Ouellette are preventing me from doing it. Why? Won't even meet with the guy. Won't even learn the true facts of what he's wanting to do. And frankly, for Hank Mason, Henry, to tell people it's a four-story apartment building is a bald-faced lie. I don't know where that started, but sorry, Hank, you don't know what the heck you're talking about. So, I'm engaged, and I'm going to make it my mission to do interviews on this show to inform the people of Gaylord to get to that meeting 2 weeks from tonight, Tuesday, May 26, 7 o'clock, City Council, City Hall, 305 North Main Street, or East Main Street, whatever it is, east end of town, north side of the street, park in the back. If you live in the city of Gaylord, you're listening to my voice, you need to come to this meeting. And you'll be allowed 3 minutes of public comment. Right now, this property is generating zero tax dollars to the city of Gaylord. They've owned it, I believe, for like 20 plus years. No revenue coming from this property. Developer wants to build a project that will provide housing and roughly $430,000 a year in tax revenue to the city. And they're fighting him. You guys need to be informed and engaged. It's that simple. And I'm going to do everything I can to get the information out to you guys so you can speak intelligently during your 3-minute public comment and tell the city council members what you want them to do. Final hour of today's show, shifting gears, going back to Lansing. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
The W Tax Group fights your IRS and state tax problems. With experienced tax attorneys and a dedicated legal team, we represent clients in all 50 states.